الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما يحب ويرضى، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وحبيبه. فاللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا وكريمنا وعزيزنا ووسيلتنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز: فمن تبع هداي فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. وقال الله عز وجل في شان حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصل عليه. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. Infinite praise, all glory, complete submission, and all forms of worship are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And salutations and peace and blessings be upon our noble beloved messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallama, and upon his purified and noble family, and upon the righteous companions and all of those who follow in the footsteps of Islam until the day of Qiyamah. My respected elders, dear brothers, sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower upon you all on this blessed and noble day of Jumu'ah in this sacred and beautiful and blessed month of Ramadan. And may we all be gathered together like this on the day of Qiyamah in Jannatul Firdaus, insha'Allahul Aziz. Today, insha'Allah, we will discuss an important topic which relates to us all, and especially relates to the beautiful month of Ramadan. We all have worries as human beings. This is part and parcel of human nature. We worry for the material, we worry for finance, we worry for emotional things and physical things. This is part of the human fitrah and part of the conditions that we live in the world. Most of us, though, if you try to summarize what are the major worries and concerns of an individual, and you will see that we grieve or we worry about what has passed. Whether we did right or whether we did wrong, we hurt somebody, we said something to somebody, whether they are present or they are no longer alive. So we worry about the past, and we also worry considerably about the present. In this day and age, we're all worrying about the living costs. How are we going to survive? How are we going to make ends meet, etc.? So we're worrying and grieving in the past and also in the present. And we are also fearful about the future. What will happen to us? What will happen to the iman of our children? To the state of Islam in this country or to the state of the ummah? And various other fears that we have for the future, whether they be religious, whether they be secular, etc. And Muslims are part and parcel of this fitrah that we also worry. But we don't just have these small worries that everybody else has. We all have something rather major. We worry about going astray in the dunya, because we know that we have been sent here on a particular mission, sent here by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to achieve a particular objective. And therefore, we do not want to be led astray or to go towards the darkness or to go back towards the times of jahiliyyah and ignorance. And we are also worried about the punishment in the hereafter and how we will stand before Allah Azza wa Jal on the day of Qiyamah. So for Muslims, our worries are far greater and they have a much more impact on our present and also our future. But the Qur'an, which is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the timeless, the majestic, all-encompassing word of Allah Azza wa Jal, it has the solution to all of our worries. Whether they be physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, any form and all forms of worries, they have been answered in the solution, or rather the formula has been given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's actually very simple. Even though the Quran has over 600 pages, it has 30 juz, it has 114 chapters, it has 6,236 verses. But in spite of all of that, is actually one word, and from its derivative you have a second word. So literally you have two words that if you follow this particular word and you apply this particular formula and this solution in your life, then all of your grievances, your worries, your fears of the past, present and future, all of them will be resolved. Why? Because this solution, this panacea has been given to us by the All-Wise, Al-Hakim. This has been given to us by Al-Alim, the one who is the most knowledgeable, the one who knows everything in the past, present and future for all times. It has been given to us by none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today, inshallah, very briefly we'll go over these two particular words that Allah Azza wa Jal mentions explicitly in the Quran, and it's something that we always overlook. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah, in Surah Taha, He mentions, فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. That whoever, this includes Muslim and non-Muslim, but those people who do follow the guidance. So whoever follows my guidance, not any other guidance, not the guidance of the dunya, not the guidance of entrepreneurs, not the guidance of businessmen, not the guidance of all these inspirational speakers or celebrities or footballers or anybody else in the world. No, specifically, whoever follows my guidance. And this is the imperative and critical word that we need to focus upon today. Whoever follows my guidance, then for that individual, or for that family, for that community, that ummah, that nation, there will be no fear. Because we fear of the past and we grieve of the past. There will be no fear concerning them on the things that they have done. And neither will they grieve about their present or their future. Why? Because they are following the ultimate guidance, the most perfect guidance, coming from none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the second part in the Quran in Surah Al-Taha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, فَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا يَدِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى. Then whoever follows my guidance will never go astray in the dunya, and neither will they suffer in the hereafter. And this is something which is extremely important and pertinent to every single one of us as Muslims. Because yes, we follow the general guidance of Allah Azza wa Jal and our deen of Islam, but we also follow the specific guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one is the word that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses, tabi'a, and the second one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses is ittaba'a. And there is a beautiful difference between these two. One is the general guidance that somebody says to you, follow me. And whilst you are following them, you are still looking around and there's still potential for you to get distracted and for you to end up going on a diversion, going somewhere else, even though you are following that particular individual. And what is ittaba'a? Ittaba'a is when you hold the hand of that individual, when it is completely dark and you put your complete faith and trust in that individual and they say, hold my hand, and wherever they take you, you go with them wholeheartedly. That is the difference and a different level of following, shadowing, being completely connected and following every single thing rather than just general following, but specific following. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, that if you want to remove your fear in your life, fear of provisions, of life, of health, of any concern, if you want to remove your grief in the present or in the future, and if you want to protect yourself and your progeny and your family from going astray in the dunya, and also you want to protect yourself in the hereafter, then you have to do two things, tabi'a and ittaba'a. That's all you have to do, and you will surely succeed, because this is a guarantee and promise from none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So hidayah, guidance, it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And guidance is very simple. It's not complicated. It's not hidden behind these complex algorithms and these formulas and all of these other things where we have to decipher what does this mathematical equation mean? What does this software engineer want us to achieve? What does this doctor want us to achieve? None of those things are there in the Quran. It's an extremely simple solution given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is my Quran and there is the Sunnah, which complements, the Sunnah complements the Quran. It is part and parcel of the Quran. So follow the Quran and Sunnah. Become from the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Do that tabi'ah, do that ittaba'ah, and then you will be safe from all worries. You will be safe from all fears. You will be safe from all forms of grief. You will be safe from all forms of darkness, from ignorance. In your dunya, what will happen? You will become content and you will be happy. And more important, in your hereafter, you will also be content and happy, and you will not fear anything, because all your life you've been following Allah Azza wa Jal. You have been following the shaitan. You have been following the people of the dunya. You have been following your nafs, your hawa, your whims, your desires. You've been following the hidayah, the specific and the general hidayah of none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the verses of the Quran mentioned, وَمَا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ تِبْيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَهُدًا وَرَحْمَةً وَبُشْرَى لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ. We have sent down to you the book, but no ordinary book. Within this book, there is a clarification for all things that you will ever need in your life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not sending us an update after this. There's no different iterations as you get with softwares, etc. This is the final, the ultimate guidance, the sealed guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This has been given to you by Allah Azza wa Jal. All things are clarified within the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. The ultimate guidance and the path has been shown to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Within it is great mercy for you and glad tidings. Wa bushra lil muslimin. Those people who receive the bushra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the happiness, the good khabar, the glad tidings from Allah Azza wa Jal, how can they ever be worried of their state in the dunya? Why would they be worried of their state in the grave? Why would they be worried in the state in the hereafter? Because Allah has given them the bushra. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَمَا فَرَّتْنَا فِي الْكِتَابِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ, that we have not neglected anything whatsoever from this book. So you might think that, oh, I don't have the answer to this or to this or to this. No, doesn't matter whether we're in the 21st century, 31st or 41st or any century, even millions of years from today, we will always have all of the guidance that we need from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ فَصَّلْنَاهُ تَفْسِيلًا, that we have set out every single thing in detail for you. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us. So the question, my dear brothers and sisters, is that if we all know this, then why is it that we still have problems within our homes? Because Allah is saying, this is the guidance, this is the hidayah. Everything is there contained for you within this particular book, the kitab and the sunnah. So why do we still have problems within ourselves, within our homely families, within our homes, within the ummah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam? And the formula is very simple. Tabi'a and ittaba'a. That's all it is. The reason why we have all of these problems is because we have misunderstood just one word from the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is tabi'ah or ittaba'ah. What we have misunderstood, we don't follow the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't close our eyes and hold the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the hand of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. We don't truly follow and tread on the path that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has designated for us. We don't truly follow all of the ahkamat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't do that tabi'a, we don't do that ittaba'a, which is true following of Allah Azza wa Jal, of the deen of Islam, of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And this is why we are lost. Imagine somebody were to put you anywhere in the universe right now and they would tell you, go to earth. Where would you find your way without a guide? Where would you find a way without instructions, without a path? We are here on this earth and we think we know everything on earth. We know everything about atoms and so many other things. We know nothing about our creation. We don't know anything, an iota, about our souls, let alone anything else. The soul is what gives us life, not the biology and not anything else. It is the ruh. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي وَمَا أُوتِيتُمْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. They ask you about the ruh, about the soul. This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you have very little minute knowledge, insignificant knowledge about what the ruh is. What do you know about who you truly are? So the reason why we are not successful is because we're not actually following the kalam of Allah Azza wa Jal. True following as it should be done, the way that it was shown to us by the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because we thought, and this is every single one of us present here today, we thought that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was saying, Man sami'a hudaya, man hafiza hudaya, man qara'a hudaya. This is what we assume, that whoever heard about my guidance, then he will be successful. Whoever memorized my guidance, then he will be successful. Whoever recited my guidance, then he will be successful. And this is what we do. We listen to the Quran, and we assume that we are automatically going to become successful and guided and protected. We read the Quran, we assume we will automatically be successful and guided. We read the Quran, we memorize the Quran, we listen to the Quran, but we don't actually get any tangible physical result because we are not actually doing ittaba'a and tabi'a hudaya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are listening and reading and memorizing. These are just merely the first few steps that actually take us towards ittaba'a and tabi'a hudaya, actually following and applying the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'll give you a very, very simple example. I'll give you a medical book here today. I'll give you a book of engineering here today. I'll give you a cookbook here today. I'll give you a simple manual of building a desk or a bed. And all of you can say, oh, I've read about this new desk. I've read about this new cookbook. I've read about this medical journal. And some will say, oh, I've heard about it as well. And somebody will say, oh, I've memorized the entire book, page for page, page for page, letter for letter. I know everything. Ask me anything about this manual of IKEA, I'll tell you. Ask me anything about this cookbook, I'll tell you what you need to do, what the ingredients are. Ask me anything about this medical journal, I'll tell you. But the desk is still inside the box. And all of the knowledge is still there in the book, and you actually haven't changed. You haven't transformed yourself. The desk is not built. The bed is not built. The food is not made. Nothing is done because you've heard it. You've read it. You've memorized it, but you have not applied it and followed the instructions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you can't achieve anything just by reading and memorizing and listening to a book, then how can you ever achieve anything in your life as Muslims when you are not following the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Just one simple word, tabi'a, one simple word, ittaba'a, the hudaya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you want to change your life, you can't just read the Quran. You can't just listen to the Quran. You can't just memorize the Quran, because we all feel very proud about this in the month of Ramadan. We're listening to the Quran abundantly. We're reading the Quran abundantly. We're memorizing the Quran abundantly. But when none of us are actually actively following the Quran, this is why we do not change. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah won't change you because you haven't changed yourself. You've read all of these books. You've read all the articles. You've come to so many jummas, so many durus. But where is the ittaba'a? Where is the following? Where is the change, the transformation, the application in your life? We all have family problems. And do you pray? This is one of the things. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابٌ مَوْقُوتَ وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us that if you want to have peace and serenity within your home and ittifaq within your spouse and family, then establish the salah. Establish the salah. Do you deal with riba? Oh yes, we all deal with riba. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنَتْ تُقُوا اللَّهَ وَذَرُوا مَا بَقِيَ مِنَ الرِّبَى. Leave riba alone. Move away from interest. But all of us still deal with interest. All of us are still lacking in our salah. فَإِلَّمْ. If you don't do that, فَأْزَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. If you don't desist and move away from riba and interest and all of these things, then you are at war with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you say, مُشْكِلَاتِ اِن پَرْشَانِيَاً جِي بَچَّنِي سُنْ رَي يَهْ هُو رَيَا وَوْ هُو رَيَا. We all make these problems that this is happening in my home, in my life. But you are not praying your salah. You are not following the guidance. You are not moving away from riba. You are still carrying on with your interest. You are not giving your zakah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded you and instructed you to give. You are not truly obeying your parents the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded you. Don't even say uff to them. These day and age, we don't even say uff. We go 10 times more than uff. And then we say, we'll put you in care homes. This is the extent that children go to today. We say that our children are out of control, that we have so much worry, so much anxiety, so much fear. Well, brothers and sisters, it's very simple. It's because you, as an individual, as a Muslim, as a mu'min, as a muhsin, as a follower of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, you're not actually following the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no tabi'ah in you, there's no ittaba'ah in you. And this is why, without this formula, you will always fail. The guidance is there. The answer is there. The formula to success in there, but we carry on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, do not doubt. But we still continue to doubt one another. وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't spy on one another. وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْدُكُمْ بَعْدًا We do not backbite one another, but we still do that. And then you wonder why you are not feeling good within yourself and peace and content within yourself. So this is the month where all of us read the Qur'an abundantly. We listen to the Qur'an and we stand for 2 hours every night listening to the Qur'an. And we made extra effort in trying to memorize the Qur'an. 600 pages, 30 ajza, 114 chapters, 6,236 verses. But how many of us are actually following even one of those verses wholeheartedly? Because that one verse will transform your life. The way that it transformed the lives of the Sahaba Ikram. Just one verse. Remember how that one verse transformed the life of Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an, and the other people, how it brought tears to them. Just one verse. And then they follow it, it transformed their entire lives. So calamities, hardships, sufferings, loss, difficulty, health, sickness, all of those things are part and parcel of life. Problems with your children, your spouse, your parents, the entire world. But my brothers and sisters, if you read the Qur'an, if you listen to the Qur'an, if you memorize the Qur'an, that is not enough. You have to follow the Qur'an. You have to apply the Qur'an. Only when you apply the Qur'an with ittaba' and tabi'ah, then and only then will all of your worries, your huzn, your khawf, and of the dunya and of the akhirah, only then will it change. Up until then, parde rahu. It won't make a difference to you. What's the difference when a donkey has 100 books on its back, or books of engineering, or it has 100 bricks on its back? It doesn't know what it's carrying. Are we from those people that we don't know what we have? We don't know the formula? We don't know what we can achieve with just by us applying ittaba'a and tabi'a hudaya in our lives? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Qur'an, قُلْ لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا That whatever happens, any disaster, any calamity, everything comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't ask and question Allah azza wa jalla again, why did this happen, why and why and why. No, we know that everything comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, huwa maulana. He was our master, he was our protector, and we truly, wholeheartedly rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know, no matter if it's any sickness, any fatigue, any accident, even a thorn prick, a simple, insignificant thorn prick, nothing happens except with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our lives will have so much more meaning when we follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's guidance. Not just listen to it, not just read it, not just memorize it, but wholeheartedly follow it the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to follow it. What is the month of Ramadan? Everybody will say it is the month of fasting, but how does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describe this month? شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِّنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ That the month of Ramadan in which was revealed the noble Qur'an. What for? For the purposes of guidance for humanity and clear proofs of guidance and criterion for all of humanity. The Quran is here not just to be read, not just to be listened to, not just to be memorized, but for it to be wholeheartedly applied in your lives. Otherwise, you will not benefit from anything in this dunya, and surely you won't benefit in the hereafter. It has been made special, this month of Ramadan has been made special because of the Qur'an, because of the hidayah embedded within the Qur'an. And those people achieved great heights, the Sahaba, the Khulafai Rashideen, because they understood the treasure that they had. And they not only recited and memorized it and shared it and listened to it, but more importantly, they applied every single verse that came their way. Whether it is about alcohol, whether it is about zina, whether it is about lying or backbiting or being honest, whatever it was about justice, they always applied the Qur'an first and foremost in their life. They followed the Qur'an, they did tabi'a hudaya, they did ittabi'a hudaya, and they succeeded with the greatest success in the dunya, and they will assuredly succeed in the hereafter. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to truly follow the Qur'an, to truly apply the Qur'an, its complete guidance and way of life and criteria that Allah azza wa jalla has given us. وَقُولِكَ وَلِهَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ جَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا